Thank you very much, Randy. I get all kinds of letters that roll into the Christian Research Institute offices. One that I received today says, "Dear Christian Leader, Revelation 11:3 says, 'And I will give power unto my two witnesses, two genuine Christians, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth.'" And then this man goes on to, "Suppose I think that he is one of those witnesses. He says, 'I am certain our nation has passed the point of no return as far as spiritual revival is concerned. It will be completed June 14, 2011, coinciding with 2 Thessalonians 2:7. And right after that date, the world's spiritual condition will deteriorate rapidly, paving the way for the appearance of the Antichrist." Now, this individual, and he'll go unnamed, is sincerely deluded, but he does beg a question that comes up over and over again. We're asked the question at CRI, who are the two witnesses of Revelation? And I would first say that to rightly identify them, it is crucial to have the background music of the Old Testament coursing through your mind. It's one of the reasons that we are recommending that you read through the Bible, not in bits, but in books. In January, as I've mentioned before, we're completing Genesis and Exodus, and in February we'll be reading Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. But again, let me emphasize that the Old Testament is important. If you want to rightly identify the two witnesses of Revelation 11, it's crucial to have the background music of the Old Testament coursing through your mind. Now, if you do, you'll discover that the two witnesses are a metaphorical reference to Moses and Elijah. Old Testament jurisprudence mandated at least two witnesses to convict of a crime. When you get into Deuteronomy, you're going to see that as you read through the Old Testament. Of course, in this case, the two witnesses are accusing Israel of apostasy. In Revelation, the imagery is invested in witnesses who preside over the judgment and the destruction of Jerusalem and the Second Temple. They're like Moses in that the witnesses have power to turn water into blood. They're like Elijah in that they have the power to call down fire from heaven to consume their enemies and to shut up the sky so that it will not rain for 3.5 years. And they're like Jesus in that they are sacrificial lambs. Their corpses unceremoniously litter the streets of Jerusalem, the very city in which their Lord was crucified. The city is figuratively called Sodom in that it epitomizes human wickedness, and Egypt in that it is emblematic of the slavery from which only Jesus Christ can emancipate. The description of these witnesses as clothed in sackcloth identifies them with the tradition of Hebrew prophets, all the way from Elijah to John the Baptist, who wore sackcloth because he too was mourning over Israel's apostasy. So we see the two witnesses form a composite image of the law and the prophets, culminating in the life, death, resurrection, and, yes, the ascension of a prophet and a priest who is the earnest of all who are his witnesses and who will reign with him in a new Jerusalem wherein dwells righteousness. The book of Revelation is 404 verses. 278 of those verses emanate from the Old Testament scriptures. Again, I want to underscore how critical it is for you to devote yourself to reading through not just the New Testament, but the Old Testament. A couple of days will be in February, and even if you didn't start in January, start in February. Start the cycle then by reading Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And if you have questions, we'll be happy to answer them right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And if you want to know more about how to read the Bible for all it's worth and how to rightly interpret the book of Revelation, passages that include the two witnesses or the Antichrist, the beast, the Apocalypse Code has a study guide that comes with it. And right now we're offering that free of charge if you order a copy of the Apocalypse Code through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can do so on the World Wide Web at equip.org, through the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letter CRI.